Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, it's time for a staycation setup. Can we all say good morning to Amy in Tempe?
Morning, girl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amy, what's going on with your boyfriend, Julian, is it?
It's Julian, yeah. And I'm not really sure. I think he might be cheating on me. I caught him in a lie twice the other week. Ooh. So we've been together for 5 months now, and things have been going really great. We both just said I love you to each other.
Wow.
And yeah, like it was getting serious. And
who said it first?
I said it first, and then he said
it back. Wow, okay.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, because the last time that I told a guy that I loved him, he actually broke my heart and said that he didn't feel the same way. And so it was a big thing for me to say it, and then he reciprocated, and everything felt so great. But then a couple weeks ago, Julian got really sick. He got a bad flu that was going around, and he took a week off from work. And I thought it'd be really nice to just, you know, stop by with some soup and a blanket for him, make him feel better.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to his place, and I knocked, and he didn't answer. And I thought, you know, maybe he's asleep, so, you know, I know where the spare key is. I looked for it, got it, and opened up his apartment.
Oh, wow.
And
damn,
he wasn't there. So I texted him, and I was like, hey, you know, are you home? And he sent back a picture of him looking sick, laying on the couch.
Oh, dang.
And then,
wait. Oh, there's...
That was really weird. And so I didn't say anything.
That
I was just
sucks.
Like, oh, no, feel better. And then the next day, I went back, and it was the same thing. He wasn't there.
Shady.
Got a same text back. And, you know, I haven't confronted him about it because I didn't really know what to say, but it just... It feels like he's cheating, or there's something weird going on.
That is definitely weird.
That is definitely cheating.
And that's planned. Oh, man.
Yeah, how did he just have those pictures on deck like that?
Right. It was like a just in case.
So then this is the big question. Have you noticed any changes in him outside of him clearly lying? Like, has there been, I don't know, a change in the love department, or like,
I mean, he's been sick. So he's been, you know, sort of MIA. But
like sick, you know he's sick because you've seen him sick, or he's told you he's sick?
He's told me he's sick.
Oh, you haven't seen him. Ooh, that's...
Is he using him being sick as an excuse to not see you outside of when he's supposed to be at work?
I mean, yeah, we've chatted, but we haven't seen each other. We haven't gone on a date.
That boy cheating. I'll tell you that right now. This is what you should have done. You should have got one of your ex-flings, or just any guy off the street, go into his apartment. When he send that picture, you take a picture right back, send it to him with you and another guy in that sofa. Like, really? I'm on your sofa with... That's just my pettiness.
That I wouldn't have brought the ex-fling, but I could actually see you just taking a selfie right back on the couch being like, really?
Because
sure?
I'm at your apartment.
Yeah, I would have just killed him with kindness and just left the soup.
Or just killed him. Oh.
Wait, what's going on, bro? What's wrong with you?
Sorry. I'm getting really passionate.
How do you feel if he is? Like, obviously, you're calling us for a reason. If we call him up from the free romantic staycation, and when we ask him who he wants to put on the reservation, if he happens to say someone else's name, what do you think your reaction will be? Is it done, or do you want to work on it since you're there, that love department already?
I honestly don't know. I guess I have to figure out at the time, like, what he says and what my reaction is.
And how long you been going out?
5 months.
So you could be, like, 4 months pregnant by now.
Oh, my God.
Stop.
What in the world?
Oh, I mean, things happen quickly. How long did it take y'all?
Are you kidding?
You don't have to answer that. It doesn't matter how long it takes you.
That's right, Carla. That's right.
Because how long it takes you does not determine your self-respect.
Ooh.
Amy?
I don't want to answer that.
Okay.
And that's okay, girl. It's just like Carla said. You don't have to answer that. You shouldn't be cheated on regardless.
Do you suspect anybody? Do you know anybody that can be?
I honestly don't know. I mean, he has an ex that he was dating before us. You know, we all have past relationships. I honestly don't know.
Right.
Have you Facebook stalked her?
I haven't. I haven't gone that far.
Now, Amy, come on now. The one thing I'm going to call you out on your lies, we all stalk the boo's exes.
Got
just a little bit, just to see what you're competing with.
He has pictures of her up, so I know what she looks like, but I haven't, like, stalked her on social media.
She didn't delete the pictures after they broke up?
No.
That's weird.
Well, now you're making me feel even worse. I'm now, like, terrified to find out.
You know what? First things first, let's call Julian up. We're going to offer him the staycation and see who he wants to put on that reservation. At that point, if he says anybody else's name, then the show is yours, okay?
Okay.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, hold on right there. We're going to see if Julian is team Reskin. To get the basket.
No.
Staycation setup up next. Morning Mess. We're back with a staycation setup. So we spoke to Amy moments ago.
She's got some concerns about her relationship with her boyfriend. His name is Julian, right?
Yes.
So you and Julian been going out for about 5 months, and the L word has happened already.
Yep.
But the setup was real. He told you he hasn't been feeling well. You went to go visit him to surprise him with some soup or what have you. You had a key to his apartment, and you went in. He wasn't there.
He wasn't there. I sent him a text asking if he was home, and he sent a picture back of him looking sick laying on the couch.
So he set that up. He did the whole just in case. She texted me, how am I feeling? Here's a picture that I'm sick at home. Don't come over. That's shady. I don't think any of us in the studio believe that this is not a cheating situation. We're going to be very honest with you.
Yeah.
This will be a hell of an excuse. We'll see how he gets out of this one. We're going to call him up off from the free romantic staycation, see who he wants to put on the reservation, because I think two questions here, Amy. If he is cheating on you, why and with who, correct?
Yeah.
All right, let's give him a call.
Hello?
Hello, am I speaking with Julian?
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Julian. My name is Jonathan, calling from the Aurora Hotel with some good news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend stay. So
take me off your list, man. I don't need this.
I can definitely do that for you. I just want you to know you won a free stay in our penthouse suite. We're throwing in a honeymoon package with that. And if I take you off of the list, then you're forfeiting your chance for that stay, so...
Okay, fine. Just go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So this stay is completely free. We're asking for a review of your experience in return for the stay. I have your reservation paperwork in front of me, so I'm just going to ask you a few simple questions here so we can get you set up. Does that sound good to you, Julian?
All right. Tell me more.
Okay, great. So we can pick any weekend you'd like to, but I just want to go over the paperwork here real quick. With this free romantic stay, we can leave a personalized note for your guest. Now, I have some generic messages that I can leave for it, but if you have something in particular, I'd be happy to write that down.
Yeah, put the sleepover you've always been asking for. Yeah, put the sleepover you've always been asking for.
Got that written down for you. Now, my next question for you, Julian, is who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I just need your guest name and we can continue from there.
Ruby.
Your f***ing ex-girlfriend? Mm-hmm. Seriously? You cheating piece of
what?
Julian, you're live on the radio right now. It's live 101.5 for the Morning Mess.
Who?
The Morning Mess. We're real popular around town. So listen, doesn't matter. Amy is on the line, your girlfriend?
Yeah, your girlfriend, not your ex-girlfriend that you want to go to a hotel with for a romantic weekend. I was worried about you being sick. You said you weren't feeling well, you had the flu. I went over to your place with some soup and a blanket. And you weren't there. I let myself in with the spare key, and you texted me a picture of you looking all sick and sad on the couch. And you weren't on the f***ing couch because I was there.
And then you did it again the next day. Like, what is? I just went to get some soup or some. What do you mean? Like, what?
No, you are totally full of shit. You totally caught me lying about being sick, and you said Ruby. Are you kidding me right now?
So you were at my house. You said you went inside?
I did.
Question is, did you?
You were sick.
Are you a stalker?
Are you stupid?
Like, don't turn this on me. This is on you. You are cheating on me. You just told me that you loved me, and then I went over to take care of you because I felt bad, and I love you. And
okay, whatever.
Okay, so I don't want to hear anything out your mouth.
You know what? I
think you're just going to keep on lying. Julian, are you still there?
Yeah.
I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're so much better off, this guy. First of all, if someone says I love you and it's not reciprocal, you got to let them know that. Carla, you know this by now.
Yeah, I just had to do that like a couple of days ago where I told my guy, hey, I'm sorry I said I love you because I don't think I meant it. And I think that was the better choice because honesty is the best policy because now look what's going on. And it's clear he didn't love you.
Right.
He wouldn't do that to you if he loved you.
Yeah.
Do you think his ex knows about you, that you guys are dating?
I don't know.
Did it get to the point where he's posting pictures of you on his Instagram and stuff?
Yeah, like we've definitely been on each other's social media.
That little homewrecker.
Yeah,
she's that little nasty new.
Yeah, she's a side chick for real. Okay, well, you're better off.
Yeah, girl, good riddance. We're about to turn up at McFadden's, so you could by all means come out over there. I think it was a baby bash is going to be in town.
Yeah, you want to come this Friday night to McFadden's with us?
Oh, that sounds like so much fun.
Absolutely. We're going to put you and you have some friends. We want to bring a few friends.
Yes. Can I bring some girlfriends?
Absolutely.
Need a girl's night out.
Yes. Bring a gay.
I'll bring a gay for Anish. Can you get one of those?
I can bring one of those.
Okay, but the guys that you know seem to be like cheaters or something, so maybe we shouldn't do that.
Wow.
Well, not all guys are going to be cheaters. This is just a bad situation, and I don't want you to let this make you sour towards the next one, because I know your last one was not the best either.
I can't believe this.
Well, hold on. We're going to take your info, and we'll hang out and party Friday and introduce you to some, I don't know, some new loser.
Joey, oh my God. Everybody's going to be chasing after Baby Bash. So, girl, you and I will just, like, go creep around the corner and go to all the lonely men that are still there, and we'll just go find you one.
That sounds like a plan.
There it is.
Thank you.
Hold on right there, okay?
Thanks.
All right. I got to have, like, a taqueria out, one of those taco trucks at McFadden's this Friday night.
Ooh.
Tacos and vatos night. You know what I mean?
Tacos and vatos.
Tacos con vatos. Can I have some tacos?
I think you're onto something.
I am.
Can we make a vato taco?
A vato taco.
With tongue? Because I kind of like that tongue
tacos
taco.
Tacos de lengua are so good.
Okay, well, it's escalated really, really quick.
It's the only tongue I'm against. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.